Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3332, and today's date is April 17th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Remember 2020 Election Bullying? Important. Trump warns Biden on presidential immunity. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are now going to try to keep control of the economy and actually try to bring down inflation and fuel prices temporarily, because they can't do it permanently. So what are they going to do? They're going to have to use the strategic petroleum reserves once again to lower fuel prices, which will actually bring down inflation a little bit. Now, I do believe they're going to be doing this very, very soon, because what they need to do is they need to make the case that, hey, by the way, yes, we had this little pop-up of inflation, but now it's going back down. The Fed has it all under control, and now we can have a rate cut. Meanwhile, the people, they're going to be experiencing the breakdown of the economic system, and yes, they can start blaming that on other things. The IMF is already making excuses. You could see they're going to be making excuses with the bridge and everything else, and I do believe that's going to come into play. So for those people that are feeling something, they're going to say their policies are working, but because of this, we're still getting everything under control. Inflation is still coming down, but you're still feeling it because of all these different things that are happening. There's war, there's the bridge down and everything else, but inflation is down, fuel prices are down, so we can now cut the rates. And I do believe this is exactly where we're headed right now, and we'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later, and we'll be talking about what Trump is now telling everyone is that when he becomes president, what he's going to do, he's going to cut regulations like we've never seen before. I think when he was in the White House during 2016 and 2020, he actually said, listen, you need to cut 8 regulations for every single new one. Do you think he's going to now take this and actually ramp this up? I do believe he's just going to continually cut and cut and cut. And what that's going to do, it's going to actually make the economy start to take off. And remember, if you start to do all these things, drill for oil, cut regulations, place tariffs on other countries, bring back industry, you're going to see an economy really start to move forward. And once people see this, I do believe Trump will have enough ammunition to go after the private West Central Bank, because I do believe the completion of this mission is to actually remove the private West Central Bank. So this way we can go back to a people's currency. And I do believe this is the direction that we're heading in. But what's very interesting is that we could see that the deep state players, they are now showing their hand. And yes, we've heard of cloud seeding before, but when you look out in Dubai, what did we see happening? We saw rain, and it just rained for like 24 hours and everything was flooded. And this has nothing to do with climate change, because what they were doing is they were seeding the clouds with chemicals to make it rain. So if they can do this, what else can they do with the climate? I think they could do quite a bit. And yes, there is a report out there saying that, yes, they use cloud seeding to modify the weather to make it rain. So it looks like they do have the ability to modify the weather, which is very, very interesting. But we know their main goal is to use the climate hoax to try to push us into the Green News scam. But it's not working. But they'll continue to try. I mean, everything that they've been trying, the people are now saying, you know, something, this doesn't work. This is not the right direction. But you could see with every move that they make, they are now setting it up so China has the power. Right now, the Biden administration is reportedly on the verge of giving environmentalists a huge victory by rejecting a key roadway needed to access mineral deposits in Alaska. So the Department of Interior is poised to shoot down a mining company's request to build a 211-mile-long road through a remote region of Alaska that would be needed to access copper deposits potentially worth $7.5 billion. Now, the Trump administration, they had formally approved the road construction, but the DOI effectively scrapped the Trump administration's underlying analysis and ordered a fresh review after Biden came into the office. And you know why they're doing this, because if you can't mine the copper, remember these materials, they could be used for what? All the electric components for the electric vehicles, for the solar panels, for the windmills. So if we don't do that, who is going to have all these materials? That's going to be China. Think about it. If we don't drill, and Trump continually says, we have liquid gold under our feet. So what did they do? They made sure that nobody drilled in the United States. And they made sure that we use the oil in the Middle East. Think about that for a second. Are they doing the same exact thing? Yes, you're seeing the exact same thing once again. And what that's going to do, it's going to allow another country to actually create the automobiles, create the solar panels, create the windmills. This is part of their plan. Why do you think Trump gave access to this company and said, listen, you can build the road. Let's go ahead and mine this copper. Because, again, he wants to make sure that we have our own resources, just like he says we need to drill for oil in our own country so we can become energy independent. Can you imagine if we went ahead and we mined, we'd be mineral independent, we'd be liquid gold independent, which means we'd be completely energy independent and we wouldn't depend on any other country. And we wouldn't have to force any country to do what we wanted them to do, like sell oil using the Federal Reserve note. And once again, this is all being driven by who? The Federal Reserve, which is the central bank system, the deep state players, because they want complete and utter control. And they don't want the people of this country to realize, look, if the country becomes energy independent, then the economy is going to be great. And everything that they've been trying to do, it would completely and utterly fall apart. Now, once again, Biden, he's not going to be doing anything to help the economy. He's going to be doing everything to hurt the economy. Now, of course, it's an election year, so he has to put forth his political speak and tell people all the things they want to hear. Like, oh, By the way, I'm going to be tripling tariffs on China and on their steel. And he said this while he was in Pennsylvania. See, this is how the politicians work. Now, do you really think he's going to triple the tariffs on China? Actually, Trump is the one who placed tariffs on China. So now he's going to triple it. So what he's going to do, he's going to ask if this can be done. And you know it's going to happen. Nothing will happen ever. Because once again, it's political speak. Why would he triple the tariffs on China? When Trump placed tariffs on China, the fake news, Biden and the rest, they were all saying, oh, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. Now he's going to triple the tariffs to help the steel industry? That makes no sense whatsoever, and he's not going to do it. But you know what he is going to do? Most likely, he's going to use the Strategic Petroleum Reserves because, again, fuel prices are moving up right now. Inflation is moving up right now. And this is actually the only mechanism that they actually have to control this. Raising the interest rates, it doesn't control inflation. The only thing they have right now is to actually lower the price of fuel, because if you lower the price of fuel, everything else comes down and inflation drops. Is this a fix? No, it's a Band-Aid fix to get them through the election. That is it. Because once the inflation rate comes down, what can the Fed do? Remember, they've been telling us, we're going to pause it. So right now, they're going to have to use this to bring it down. They tried everything else. Nothing else is going to work. So this is their only alternative. And remember, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, it's at a 40-year low. So they're going to have to bring inflation down, and they'll probably start using the Strategic Petroleum Reserve very, very soon. So by the summer, by September, you will then see inflation come down a little bit. The Fed will then say, okay, what we can do, and I'm just talking about the rate. I'm not saying the prices on food are going to drop. That's going to stay where it is. I'm just talking about the rate. They're going to slow it up. Remember, they can't go backwards. So they all it can do is slow down how much it's rising. So they're going to make the case they got it under control. So let's do that one rate cut here. But the people, what are they going to be experiencing? They're going to be experiencing inflation. They're going to be still experiencing everything the way they're experiencing it now. And they'll blame that on, oh, it's because of Ukraine. It's because of the Middle East war. Oh, the supply chain because of the bridge. It's now taken effect. They will start blaming it all on this. And that's why you're feeling it. But his policies are working. And this is why the Fed just cut the rates right before the election. This is what they're going to try to do. And it looks like they're on their way. But you know what the people are going to be feeling every step of the way? They're going to see that there are layoffs all over the place. And the Kobisi letter on X put this out and said, the latest list of layoffs over the last 4 months, Twitch, 35%, Hasbro, 20%, Spotify, 17%, Levi's, 15%, Xerox, 15%, Qualtrics, 14%, Wayfair, 13%, Tesla, 10%, Duolingo, 10%, Washington Post, 10%, Snapchat, 10%, eBay, 9%, PayPal, 9%, Business Insider, 8%, Charles Schwab, 6%, Macy's 4%, BlackRock 3%, Citigroup 20,000 employees, UPS 12,000 employees, Cisco thousands of employees. So he's really creating jobs, but think about how many government jobs he's creating because he has to counter all the jobs that are being laid off from corporations. So the jobs that he's creating, do they produce anything? No, they do absolutely nothing. Everyone's money is paying for these jobs and they do absolutely nothing except they're added to the count. Just like when Biden has his 20 shell companies, he doesn't produce anything. He has all these companies, but nothing's being produced. These are shell companies for something else. He's selling something, and it ain't products. It's secrets. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the banking system, they are now ramping it up where they are shutting people's accounts down. And John Daniel Davidson put this out and said, pay attention to this. Banking is increasingly going to be used as a political weapon against opponents of the regime. We already saw this in Canada with trucker protests. We're going to start seeing it here more and more. So what they did is they actually shut down John Eastman's account. And there is a recording that was captured by the Daily Caller. And there was no warning whatsoever. It was just shut down. Take a listen.
If you have recently received a letter stating your account or accounts are being closed, the reason for this is that Bank of America made a business decision to close the account, and or we have determined you're operating in a business type we have chosen not to service at Bank of America. It is a Bank of America policy that we do not provide any additional information regarding our decision to close an account, and the decision to close the account will not be reconsidered. For questions.
So in the end, we know exactly what's going to happen. The banks, they're not going to give cash out, and the banks, for, you know, whatever your political view is, and if you believe in guns and things like that, and you're in the business of ammunition or whatever it is, something that they don't believe is on the same page of where they're headed, which is part of their narrative, if you're doing something that they don't like, they're just going to shut the accounts down. And now you could see why they made like natural gas, electric, and everything else utilities. Because if they weren't utilities and they weren't regulated in a certain way where everyone has to get it, do you think they would use this as a weapon? Absolutely. I think in the future, this is exactly what they want to do. They want to use the electric grid as the weapon where they can shut anyone down. And the only way they can do that is to get rid of the Constitution. So I do believe this is why the natural gas, electric, and all that was made as utilities, because without it, people would be shut down for political or religious beliefs, just like you're watching the banking system, just like you're watching Twitter back in the day, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. So it looks like they will be using the banking system against the people right now, and it has already started. But you can see, going back in time, how bad the private West Central Bank system is and how bad the policies are of the D's. And all you have to do is look at the different cities and the different states where the D's control it. I mean, if you just go to San Francisco or LA or any of these cities, New York, you go to Chicago, and you look at the cities, you can see what they've done to them. Wall Street Silver on X put this out in a show, side-by-side videos of before and now of San Francisco before, and this looks like this is in the 50s, 60s, around that period of time, and what San Francisco looks like today. And remember, to turn a city around, you can't just do it overnight. It takes time. And you could see that over time, they have destroyed all these different areas. And if they continue with these policies in these blue states, the states will also implode. And I think people are starting to recognize this, and people are starting to understand that this is happening all over the place. And you're going to see a very, very big difference with everything that's going on, because you're going to see those red states, the red cities, you're going to see that they're going to prosper. More people are going to move to them, and you're going to see that they have a better way of life compared to those people that are living in the blue cities. They're going to be struggling. They're going to have unemployment. You're going to see corporations move out of these areas, which you're already starting to see. But again, this all goes back to what? The private West Central Bank system. The private West Central Bank system has destroyed everything that we know, because once they implement their fiat currency and implement taxes, because remember, they're creating this currency out of thin air. They're loaning it to the people. We don't actually own this currency. They're letting us borrow it. And because you're borrowing it, there's interest attached and you have to pay this back. So back in 1913, what did they create? They created the IRS. Do you know everything before 1913? Do you know people used to go home with 100% of their paycheck? Think about that for a second. How do we fund the government? Tariffs. I mean, yes, there were other taxes on different goods, but you went home with your full paycheck. Now, there were times where there was an income tax, even before 1913, but that was during war, because they needed to pay for the war. But after the war was over, the income tax was removed. It was voted out. Now, we have a private West Central Bank system where we're continually borrowing, and we always have to have taxes to pay the interest on the currency that we're borrowing. So I think people are starting to understand that the central bank system does not benefit the people. Because think about it, if we were able to have a military back then, a operational government, and we got 100% of our paychecks, what changed? Well, if you look, the only thing that changed is the private West Central Bank system, and then that bred corruption over time, where all of a sudden, these corrupt people, they transitioned the people's government into a criminal organization, and they let the criminal organization grow and grow and grow, which means they had to pay everyone. They had a money launder and they had to keep paying people. And this is what the American people are paying for. We're paying a criminal organization. It's almost like if the mafia owns the town and they come to collect to keep you safe. It's almost the same exact thing, actually, if you really think about it. But I do believe things are about to change, and things are changing already around the world. You could see there's more and more countries, more and more businesses, they're taking on Bitcoin, because I do believe in the end, those countries, those emerging markets, they will most likely use Bitcoin as their currency. Some of them will go back to their national currency, but I do believe for trade, they might use Bitcoin to trade because everyone will have this in common. There's no one entity that's controlling it, and it will be very, very easy to use. Now, they can also use their national currency for those people that are in the country. And I do believe that needs to be pegged to gold or something so they don't just print and print and print and print. And I do believe that we're going to probably see that. But if you start to look around the world, we see that Hong Kong right now, they're going to start their Bitcoin ETFs and they're going to be trading by April 30th. We also have the world's largest Bitcoin ATM network partnering with the fastest growing grocery chain, Fairway. So they plan to deploy 60 Bitcoin ATMs. So this is giving people options in all of these different areas. And most likely, you will be able to use Bitcoin to pay for food, pay for whatever you need. And I do believe this is going to change pretty much everything in this world, because once you stop using the fiat currency and you start using alternative currencies, which is not connected to the private one central bank, what happens? The private one central bank, they become powerless. They don't have the power that they once had. If countries start to use, let's say, Bitcoin instead of the currency from the IMF, the currency from their central banks, and they start to use Bitcoin for trade, what happens? The central bank loses power. And I do believe this is one way to defeat the central bank, and it allows countries to work outside of that system, which makes the central bank weaker and weaker and weaker. And we can see that we are headed in this direction, because I do believe in the end, Trump, he's going to have to take everything the deep state, the central bank has done and actually reverse it. And I don't think he's going to have a problem doing this. Think about what he did when he was in the White House. He was able to renegotiate a trade deal. He was able to place tariffs on China. He was able to revitalize a lot of different industries. He was able to give the money from the tariffs from Europe and China to the farmers. He was able to remove the regulations. And I do believe Trump, he's prepared and ready to reduce the federal government's regulations of banks and financial markets. And this includes the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And I do believe he's going to remove a lot of regulations. What does that mean? Well, if he starts removing all these regulations, that means corporations and manufacturers, they will come back to this country. If you can give them incentives to come back by placing tariffs on other countries, that will give those manufacturers and companies incentive to come back here. If we decide to drill and drill for oil, like Trump says, that will make us energy independent, which means the cost will come down and manufacturers can produce, which means it will bring down inflation. And if we allow miners to mine copper and other minerals, well, that will help us in the future. And I do believe Trump is prepared and ready to do all this. He's already letting everyone know that this is part of his plan. So when you start to put all this together, you can see that the new financial plan that Trump is putting together, it's going to turn this entire economy around very, very quickly. And this economy is going to flourish. And I think once the people see it, they're going to be amazed. They're going to be like shocked, because they're going to say, why were we living like this? Why did we have this inflation? Why do we pay such high fuel costs? Now I see all these jobs are coming back. Manufacturers are coming back. The regulations are being wiped out. This is so much better. And you're going to see the cities and the states, you're going to see everything start to turn around, especially when we start to work on our infrastructure, because we're way, way, way behind. I mean, we should be a futuristic country right now, and we need to start repairing. We need to start building high-speed trains. We need to start to change everything. And I do believe that all of this is coming, and we're going to see something very, very different. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now really showing the people who they truly, really are. It is one gigantic criminal syndicate. And now the people can see it very, very clearly. Think about the poll numbers on the border right now. People know that there's an invasion going on. They understand that the Biden administration has completely opened the borders. They understand Alejandro Mayorkas lied to Congress saying that the borders are secure. And they all said it was secure until they needed money, then it was unsecure, and they blamed it on Trump. Actually, they're the ones who reversed everything. So the people, they understand exactly what they have done here. And the House, they decided that, and they voted to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas. Now, once again, what are people seeing now? What are people experiencing? They're experiencing the Senate cover for the entire criminal syndicate because they just rejected, they just killed the articles of impeachment against open border Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, breaking a 227 years of congressional history. Can you imagine if the Republicans decided to vote not to have the impeachment trial with Trump? What do you think the fake news would have done? What do you think the corrupt politicians would have done? They would have been going on and on and on, article after article after article, how they're covering for all his crimes, that they're the criminals and they're trying to protect Trump. Well, isn't this exactly what's happening with Mayorkas? The criminal syndicate, they decided, you know something, if this goes to trial, evidence is going to be produced of everything that we have done, how we opened the borders, how we allowed this to happen, how we're using these individuals who are military age men. We were allowing them to come in here because we needed them for the election. We needed them for chaos, and we needed them to replace the American people. But again, look at the poll numbers. The people of this country, and yes, there are D's. Yes, there are Republicans and independents. They all understand that we have a problem at the border. There is an invasion. And now the criminal syndicate, which is the Senate, which is part of the criminal syndicate, they decided, you know something? We're just going to stop this right here. I think people see the truth now. I think people are like, holy crap, look what they just did. You think this helped them? No, I think this hurt them immensely. Because remember, when a criminal tries to protect themselves, they cover up their crimes. And the cover-up always gets you. That's why they lie. That's why they cheat. Because they're criminals. And the criminal syndicate will always protect itself. And that's exactly what you're seeing. I mean, just go back to the 2020 elections. And I do believe this is very, very important. During the elections, what did the criminals do? They protected their cheating system. They boarded up the windows. They pushed everyone out. They didn't allow people in there because they couldn't allow others to see how they were cheating. So back then, you saw election bullying. Those were their foot soldiers to protect their cheating mechanism. Are they going to try to use this again? Yes, they have to. Even if they offload this to the post office and they have the ballots there and then they send them in to the voting center, someone still has to feed all of these in to the computer systems, Dominion and Smartmatic and the rest. And if you don't have someone there watching, you can do it very, very easily. So they're going to have to bully no matter what. Even if they ship in the ballots to these areas, you still have to keep the watchers out. Now, remember, I know the RNC and I know they're saying we're going to be putting lawyers in every one of these voting centers. But again, these are criminals. Criminals don't abide by the law. So will they try to push people out? Remember, the Republican poll watchers, they tried to get into all these different places. They wouldn't allow them in. And they know how to play the game. They'll say, oh, no, you're not allowed in. They will actually strong arm them to stay out. Yes, later the lawyers will sue. Yes, the lawyers will, you know, press charges and everything like that. But at that point, it will be too late. So how do you bypass the bullying? How do you remove them from this? Well, if there is a cyber attack, there is another organization that takes their place, that actually watches, that protects. And I do believe that's exactly where we're headed. And you can see that they don't even want it to get that far because they're trying to get rid of Trump way before the elections. I mean, they've been trying very, very hard. And yes, they're going after Trump's presidential immunity. And it's not just his presidential immunity. It's everyone's presidential immunity if they were president. And if you get rid of it for Trump, that means Biden is exposed, Obama's exposed, Clinton's exposed, Bush is exposed. Every single president is exposed and they could be held accountable. Now, once again, Trump is warning Biden, listen, if you get rid of presidential immunity, you might be brought up on charges for what happened in Afghanistan, what happened out in Ukraine, what you did in this country, all your actions, everything that you've done. Charges might be brought against you. But I think the deep state players, they're so desperate right now. They're so panicked that they will do anything just to stop Trump. Because this is what they do believe. If they can get rid of his presidential immunity and they can put him behind bars, they believe that they won. And they don't care what happens afterwards. Because if you have a criminal syndicate, are you really going to press charges against yourself? If the next president comes in and they're part of the criminal syndicate, are they going to press charges? No, no one's going to press charges because the criminal syndicate runs the whole thing. So I do believe they will try to push this as hard as they possibly can. And I think Trump knows that they might go ahead and remove it. Now, once again, even if they arrest Trump and they put him into prison, he can still run for president. And even if when he wins president, he can then pardon himself and then he can drain the rest of the swamp, fire a lot of people, replace everyone with people who are going to follow the rule of law, follow the Constitution, and then he can have these individuals press charges against these presidents like Obama, like Joe Biden, even Hillary Clinton, if you really think about it, because think about all the crimes that they have been recording. Think about all their treasonous crimes that they've done in the past. They would have them on everything. So right now, we can see that I believe the deep state right now, they will try everything to get rid of presidential immunity. Now, I think Trump knows that this might be a possibility, that they will get rid of it, just like they came after his taxes. He knew eventually they would rule to hand over the taxes. But I do believe he did this on purpose because he wanted to go to the Supreme Court and he wanted the Supreme Court to make that ruling. And here we are once again at the Supreme Court. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but again, he knows that if it does, he will then have the ability, and his Justice Department and the military, they will have the ability to go after them with almost everything. And even if it doesn't happen, they have still committed all these crimes. They overthrew the United States government. They cheated in an election. And this was before they were president. Think about that for a second. So I do believe Trump has them no matter which way you look at this. And you could see that we are, once again, in a war. It's an information war. But I do believe we're moving towards a physical war. And you could see that Trump, he has certain players in place because we are in a information war, which means you need disinformation, misinformation on your side. And I do believe there's many, many different people that are playing a part to help Trump. It might not seem like it, but when you start to really step back and take a look and you understand that this is all about the 2024 election, you need to know who the good guys are, the bad guys are, and you need to keep pushing this information out there. You can actually see the board very, very clear. And actually, going back in time, Trump actually said this: I would like to lose everything so I could see, you know, who's loyal, who's not loyal. He could see the complete board. And that's what he's been doing this entire time. We'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the illegal aliens, because we could see that we have an invasion on our hands. And I think the people of Chicago, the people of New York, the people of LA, people in Texas especially, you could see the country now, they understand we have a major, major problem. And what's very interesting is out in Chicago, they just got $70 million in additional city funding to help with the illegals. And what's very interesting, during this heated debate, Alderman Chris Taliaferro of the 29th Ward said, "We're not taking care of our own. We're taking care of everybody else, but we're not taking care of the people in the city." People are starting to get it. And the only way this person actually was able to say this is because people are experiencing this. People are complaining. People are getting angry. And it's getting worse and worse for the deep state players, because when people in the cities, when they see all of this and they experience all of this, they understand that open borders do not work. And what's very interesting is that, we mentioned this right from the beginning, is that the U.S. Senate, they voted 51 to 49 to dismiss both articles of impeachment against DH Secretary Mayorkas. Now, the people of this country, they're watching this and they're saying, holy crap, we have an invasion. They caught him lying to Congress. He's been telling everyone the border is secure and we have this major, major problems. The people in New York, they are feeling it. The people in Texas, they're feeling it. The people in Chicago, LA, Detroit, all these different, Denver, they're all feeling it. And they know that the border is not secure, because if the border is secure, you wouldn't have this problem. The border was secure when Trump was in the White House. Biden reversed everything and he lied to the American people. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that, and Wokeness put this out, is that hundreds of illegal migrants, they gathered outside New York City Hall, and most of the crowd is military age African men. Now, they thought they were going to get working papers, so they decided to line up. And what's very interesting about this is look how easily it is to get these people in all in one place. And DC Drano, he said the following: starting on day one of Trump's presidency in 2025, I want to see dozens of ICE agents at gatherings like this, round up every illegal alien and deport them. Deport them all. So let's think about this. When the deep state releases their foot soldiers onto the public in all these different areas, will they be concentrated in all these different areas? Will it make it a lot easier for Trump and the Patriots to round these people up? I do believe, yes, it will. I mean, look, they all came out for working papers. They're all in one location. So when the deep state says, listen, we need riots, we need you to burn down the cities and all these different locations, does that bring them all out to these locations? Because remember, most of them are criminals, human traffickers, child traffickers, terrorists, riots. Do they want to hurt people? Yes. Do they want to burn things down? Yes. Do they want to loot things? So why wouldn't they come? Of course they would. And you're going to see military age men out there, because remember, they are the foot soldiers of the deep state players, of the criminal syndicate. And I think people are starting to understand this, that these aren't families with children and they just want a better way of life. These are military age men ready to fight. Do you think their allegiance is to this country if war should break out? Absolutely not. Their allegiance is not to this country. So in the end, I do believe once they start to push this, well, this invasion now turns into an attack. And it's by foreign individuals, people that are not part of this country. And I think the military, the National Guard will step in. Someone will call the ball. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the fake news. They're having a very, very difficult time. And the people are starting to recognize that the fake news, they are not for the First Amendment whatsoever. Actually, they believe the First Amendment is a problem. And what's very interesting is that the NPR senior editor, Yuri Berliner, he resigned amid a five-day suspension for calling out NPR's left-wing political bias in an op-ed. He says, "I cannot work in a newsroom where I am disparaged by a new CEO whose divisive views confirm the very problems at NPR I cited in my free press essay." And this new CEO, Catherine Mayer, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. She's the former chief executive of Wikipedia. Well, she explains that the truth is an outdated concept. Really? The truth is an outdated concept. Everyone can have their own view of the truth. No, there's only one view of the truth. And the truth is backed up with facts, documented facts. That's the truth. And then she said the number one challenge in her fight against disinformation is the First Amendment in the United States, which makes it a little bit tricky to censor bad information and the influence peddlers who spread it. No, the way you do that is you use facts to combat it. Think about it. When the fake news puts out misinformation and disinformation, which they did. Just go back to the elections of 2020. Go back to COVID. And yes, there's many other examples of all of this. When they put out disinformation and misinformation, like masks work, that COVID is a deadly virus, that the bioweapon will help you. What did people do? They used facts, documented facts, peer-reviewed documents, to actually debunk the misinformation and disinformation. And then people started to learn the truth. That's how you do it. That's actually what the news organizations are supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be doing an investigative analysis, looking at the facts, gathering the facts, putting into a story, and showing that, no, you're wrong. Now we're doing it to them. That's why you have all these digital soldiers out there. Because the digital soldiers, what are they doing? They're researching. They're looking up the facts. They're digging deep, finding out what they're talking about and saying, no, this isn't true. There is no peer-reviewed study that says that the bioweapon is safe. There is no peer-reviewed study that said keeping 6 feet apart will protect you. There is no peer-reviewed study that says living in your house, not going outside, you're going to avoid getting a virus. There is nothing out there. So all you need to do is use facts. And you could see that they're all part of the problem. And I think this is why the fake news, the legacy media, you know, the media that's disappearing, is actually losing viewers. And it's getting worse and worse for them. Doje Designer put this out on X and said, the legacy media is dying. And then shows a graph of Fox, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post. And it shows that their unique visitors from January 2020 versus January 2024. Well, Fox News is down 24%. CNN is down 20%. New York Times is down 22%. Washington Post down 45%. That tells you everything you need to know. And you know what else tells you everything to know? You can see that the deep state, the establishment, they are definitely trying to destroy True Social. Remember, this is a company that Trump has a lot of stock in. They just merged with DWAC. Now they are public, and you see the stock that is, it's dropping now. It's actually popped up a little bit. But what's very interesting about all of this is what Biden-Harris headquarters said on True Social. It said, President Biden, and this is what he said, if Trump's stock in his True Social company drops any lower, he might do better under my tax plan than his. Devin Nunes responded, said, looks like Biden is engaged in stock manipulation. Is he colluding with the trading companies? Now, I just did an interview with Devin Nunes, and he explains that, yes, the establishment, they've been trying to stop True Social from the very, very beginning. So with the stock dropping the way it did, do you think the deep state players are trying to put a lot of pressure and trying to force a lot of the stock investors away from the True Social company? Absolutely, because if they can push and have everyone sell, the company collapses. Do you think they're going to be successful in this? Absolutely not. But you could see that Devin, he might be right about this. And we know the establishment, they don't want people putting out the truth. They want to be control of the narrative. But are they going to be control of the narrative in the end? No. And I do believe that the stock is probably going to flip around. I mean, that's my personal opinion. I think it's going to flip around. And all of their shorting or whatever they're doing, it's going to come to an end. And as more and more features are added to truth, I think Biden, Obama, Hillary Clinton, the deep state players, they're going to be in quite a bit of trouble, which leads us to a communication blackout. Because once again, if you can't stop all these companies, you got to stop them one way or another. And I do believe that's where we're headed with that. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that people keep saying, oh no, Biden didn't help Iran out. Iran is still struggling. Well, that doesn't seem to be true, because under Trump, he actually kept Iran poor. And as soon as Biden came in, everything completely reversed itself. Robert Greenway put this out and said, don't hold your breath. This administration has ensured Iran's economy is growing faster than our own. Iran's annual GDP growth rate is below. You can see the change in administration's effect clearly. So when you look at the GDP under Trump, it was negative 12, negative 8, negative 4. As soon as 2021 hit, it went up to 1. It went up to 6, 7, 8. So did everything reverse? Absolutely. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Iran was retaliating because Iran's embassy, they were saying it was hit, but Iran's embassy is still standing. Now, a lot of people saying that Israel hit the Iranian consulate, but the Iranian consulate was really the IRGC building, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corp, and basically U.S. designated this as a terror organization. That was the building that was actually destroyed, and that's why when Iran reported that they lost generals, they were in there. And, you know, you could play with words, but the embassy was not hit. And it almost reminds me of Ukraine. Remember the entire story when the fake news was out there? Oh, look what happened. Russia just hit a hospital. They just destroyed the hospital. All the people are dead. And it turns out it was a Ukrainian missile, and it fell right outside the hospital, and the hospital was absolutely fine. Well, it looks like they're putting out these type of stories once again. And we could see that this was done, I do believe, probably on purpose, as we could see, to start what? A war. Now, of course, the Biden administration, they're playing both sides. They want money. They need to pass it off to Ukraine, and they're trying to use this. Plus, they know in the end they need to bring Russia into the fold, and this is why they're taking that narrative of Russia helping Iran, because I think in the end they need Russia to be involved in all of this for World War III. And remember, they're going to be using war to do what? They're going to be using war to cover up their crimes, to create chaos, because this is all they have left. But Trump, he has the secret weapon. He has peace. And once he ushers in peace, it destroys everything they were trying to do. Number one, once he gets elected, they're panicked. Number two, once he's elected and he says, okay, I'm going to negotiate peace, the deep state, they're screwed. They're done for. Game over. Yes, they can still try other things, but they won't have the power because the people behind Trump, he just ushered in peace. We just avoided a nuclear war. So once again, no matter what they try to do after that, it's not going to work. Most of them will probably try to run, but they'll be blocked. They will be captured. Now, before we get there, we can see that Trump, I do believe he's using many individuals for misinformation and disinformation. Plus, he wants to make sure that he has a good view of the board. Because remember, you still want to know who's on your side. You want to show the people who's on your side, and you want to show the people who the rhinos are and who the criminal syndicate players are. Because a lot of times they say one thing and they do another. And what's very interesting is that Speaker Johnson, first of all, he was at Mar-a-Lago. He gave that speech about elections, how everyone needs to be a U.S. citizen. You need to show voter ID. And Trump was standing right behind him. And Speaker Johnson also said he's a wartime speaker. Didn't Trump say this when he was president? Didn't he say he was a wartime president? Now, is this a war that we think of, like a physical war? No, this is an information war. So I do believe Speaker Johnson is telling everyone that no, he's a wartime speaker, and I do believe he is taking orders from the commander-in-chief. And I do believe what you see with MTG and the rest, I do believe this is to actually pull out those people who are still rhinos but pretending that they're patriots. You see, Trump, he needs to see the board very, very clearly when he becomes president. And the only way to do this is to actually create chaos and to force these people out and make them take sides. Because remember, people will tell you incredible things, but you need to watch their actions in the end. And you could see that Johnson right now, he is actually losing power in Congress. Johnson will soon have a single vote majority because it looks like Gallagher right now, he is now leaving on April 19th. And this makes it very, very difficult. But I do believe what has happened right now is that the Patriots, they have done what they needed to do. We are now in the home stretch, and Trump is going to be watching all of these people very, very carefully. And I do believe Speaker Johnson is a wartime speaker, just like Trump is a wartime president. And this war is an information war because we're at war with a tyrannical government. So is Johnson going to move forward with all these ridiculous bills? Absolutely. Think about it. If he does one little thing, does it change anything? No, it really doesn't. It's almost like saying, hey, you know something? We're $35 trillion in debt, but you know what? Instead of, you know, $4 trillion, we're going to vote and we're going to vote for a $3 trillion bill. Does that really help anything? No, it really doesn't. What do you got to do to change all of this? You really need to change all of it. So at this point, this is about exposing. This is about waking the people up. This is about showing the people who the criminal syndicate really is. And if you keep that in perspective and remember that this is all for the 2024 election, that will explain a lot of what is going on here. Because again, Trump, he needs the people to vote him back in. He needs to get back into the White House. He needs the people behind him, which is the counterinsurgency, and he needs to know who's on his side or not on his side. This way he can point them out when you have to vote in the election. So it's much easier to do this when you actually have these people perform a certain action. Yeah, they'll kiss up to you. They'll tell you anything you want to hear, but why not put them in a position where they have to make a choice? And that tells you a lot about who they truly, really are. And I think Trump, he sees it very, very clearly. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that there was a fire at the Scranton Army Ammunition Plant. And this is a government-owned, contracted, operated facility and is the main producer of 155-millimeter artillery shell bodies in the United States. And Charlie Kirk responded to this and said, one of two U.S. plants that produce 155-millimeter artillery shell bodies went up in flames yesterday. The plant also makes 105-millimeter artillery projectiles, 120-millimeter mortar rounds, 203-millimeter Navy shells, and a variety of smoke, illumination, and incendiary rounds. The U.S. has been trying to ramp up production of artillery ammunition to supply Ukraine. The extent of the damage is unclear, which I find very, very interesting that this is happening right now, because remember, in the end, the deep state wants what? They don't want us to have the ability to create ammunition. They want the military weak. They don't want this country to win any type of war. This is why Biden, Hillary Clinton, and Obama, that's why they've been selling military secrets to our enemy. But remember, Trump has the secret weapon. It's called peace. Might even be the Trump card, actually, if you really think about it. Because if we're on the precipice of nuclear war, and the people see the country being attacked, he has a Trump card. It is peace. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsers, housing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. That's very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see the deep state players. They are now building the narrative that we're going to have some type of plandemic once again. Now, remember, there's a vote coming up in May for the WHO in regards to, do they take complete and utter control over every single country? And do they dictate how you should run the health procedures when there's a plandemic? So I do believe they're building all of this up right now for that period of time. Now, all these different things about monkeypox, that they found a mutant strain with pandemic potential, it's been found in the Congo. I think this is just a lead up until they actually release disease X. And once again, they're going to do this probably after May. I don't mean like the day after May, after the vote, but I do believe it will come probably sometime in the summer where they can actually say, look, we have a problem here once again. And remember, they need to cheat. They need to cheat in the election. And how else are you going to get everyone to use mail-in ballots? Because remember, the illegals, they can't come in person. They won't be able to. And I think Trump and the Patriots, they know this. But the other thing that's very interesting is, and we said this going a while back with COVID, that the bioweapon, well, there was COVID that was in the bioweapon. The bioweapon also made you sick. The bioweapon gave you cancer. And now we've come to find out that the bioweapon suppresses the immune system. I don't know if people are noticing, but those people that got the bioweapon, if you notice, they get sick more often than people that didn't. That's what I've been noticing personally. But Ned Nikolov, PhD, put this out and said, new published study by an international team of researchers confirms that some medical experts have been suspecting for 18 months the COVID mRNA shots containing N1 methyl pseudoderine suppress the immune system and stimulate cancer growth. Now, once again, is this study peer-reviewed? But no, there's a lot of people looking at it. They're coming to the same conclusions. I do believe this will be peer-reviewed, and they'll get the same exact results. And if you notice, the same thing happened with myocarditis. The studies came out. They said, yes, those people that took the bioweapon, it looks like they have myocarditis. People die suddenly. And then it was peer-reviewed. They came up with the same exact results. And of course, the CDC came out with their study. But once again, it's not peer-reviewed, which means no one's going to be able to reproduce those results because the results were already reproduced with a South Korean study. So how can they both be right? They cannot. And this tells you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Senator Rand Paul, he put this out on X and said, newly discovered emails, Echo Health's Peter Daszak, we have 15,000 samples in freezers in Wuhan and could do the full genomes of 700 plus COVs, coronaviruses, which means Daszak, funded by Fauci, lied when he said every single one of the SARS-CoV sequences discovered in China is already published. Well, they aren't, because there are 700 that are unknown. So that's very interesting. Rand Paul continues and said, publicly, Fauci never mentioned the 700 unknown coronaviruses still in Dr. Xi's Wuhan lab. You mean Fauci lied once again? Of course he did. All these people lie because they're part of the criminal syndicate. Why would the criminals tell the truth? They wouldn't. They will lie and they will lie and they will lie again. I don't even think they know how to tell the truth anymore. And these same people, they're lying to our children. And they're actually experimenting on our children. Actually, this reminds me of Nazi Germany. And this is why they had the Nuremberg trials. Now it looks like they're just, the same people are just doing it out in public and they're experimenting on children. I mean, Libs of TikTok put this out and said, when they say gender affirming care, this is what they mean. The sterilization, mutilation, and castration of minors. She shows a picture of an arm of a child and the skin is completely ripped off because they use this skin on another part of the body. And when you look at this, it reminds me of what happened in Nazi Germany. I think when you look back in time, people are going to look at this and they're going to say, quack science. They were experimenting on these children. They were telling these children lies because the studies show the opposite, that they grow out of these phases. And all they wanted to do was make a lot of money, experiment to see if they can recreate a woman into a man and a man into a woman. And they're experimenting on these children. DC Drano responded to this and said, history will soon look back on what these evil doctors did to children, like how we look back on the insanity of frontal lobotomies and eugenics. And he's absolutely right. But you know what's happening right now? There's a transgender movement, and it's facing a huge amount of setbacks on multiple fronts because there are now more lawsuits that are coming up. They're skyrocketing right now, and it's hitting against the transgender movement. And the transgender movement is now retreating because all these children, they're looking back going, I should have never done this. I was convinced that this is the way to go. And now with all these studies, with everything that's coming out, like a recent study reveals that puberty blockers for boys cause mild to severe sex gland atrophy, resulting in long-term fertility problems. And there's another study that says, oh, these kids, they just grow out of this as they get older. Now all these different medical groups and all these different organizations, they're getting hit with lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit, and it's increasing. Soon you're going to see class action lawsuits. And class action lawsuits, well, they're going to destroy this industry because you're going to see more and more of these kids come forward saying, I never wanted this. They forced me to do this. They convinced me that this was the right thing. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. This is how it begins, and it will continue as we move forward. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is when you look at all the blue cities, you can see that it is a complete and utter mess. And the police at this point, I do believe they're being told, listen, don't even stop these people. Don't do anything. Let them do whatever they want to do, which means when the riots come and there's chaos, the police aren't going to do anything in these cities, which means some other entity is going to have to step in. But when you look at California, let's say Sacramento, Wall Street Silver put this out, there is a footage of a woman in Sacramento, California, breaks into a restaurant, and the police come by, they talk to her for a sec, and then they ride away. They don't even stop her. This is the new society in these blue areas. And what happens over time? Society breaks down. That's exactly what's happening. And we see it firsthand. But in Florida, something very different is happening. In California, you'll have people blocking the Golden Gate Bridge and the police will just stand there and do nothing. But in Florida, the police here, if you're blocking the road, they drag you off the road. And that's exactly what happened in Florida. The police saw all these people, you know, connected with pipes via their arms. And the police said, oh, no, you're not blocking traffic. They drag them off the road. That's what the police should be doing in all of these areas. But you could see the blue cities, they're not doing that. Again, because they're part of the criminal syndicate and they're being instructed to ignore what is going on, which means that's where a lot of the chaos is going to happen. And I do believe the National Guard most likely will have to step in. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the January 6th insurrection is completely and utterly falling apart. Actually, what's really happening, it's showing that the deep state players, the criminal syndicate, they're the ones who had the insurrection. Trump did not. Trump was trying to protect the Capitol from the very, very beginning. And there are January 6th National Guard whistleblowers, Commander Sergeant Major Michael E. Brooks and Colonel Earl G. Matthews, and Aaron Dean, retired Captain Timothy Nick. They all testified saying that General Milley and the Pentagon held them back. They didn't want them there because the optics didn't look good. Oh, military there, that doesn't look good. But the military was going to protect the Capitol. But again, they didn't want that to happen. Why? Because if the military was there, how were they going to have the insurrection? It wouldn't work. So they need to make sure that the military, the National Guard, wasn't involved. So they had to delay them to make sure the confidential human sources, the FBI, the Capitol Police, Antifa, and many others, they had the ability to push the insurrection. And actually, Kash Patel has been talking about this quite a bit. And we know that Mayor Bowser was behind this. She turned down the National Guard troops. We know Chris Ray was behind this. We know Nancy Pelosi was behind this. They were all part of it. And the whistleblowers also testified that Liz Cheney and Nancy Pelosi's sham January 6th subcommittee did not want their testimony during their politicized investigation. Gee, they hid information. They didn't want these people to testify. Were they trying to hide what really happened? Absolutely. We know exactly what happened. Remember, this is one gigantic criminal syndicate. It's made up of the DOJ. It's made up of the FBI. It's made up of the Capitol Police. It's made up of the corrupt politicians. It's made up of the certain prosecutors and certain judges across the country. This is the criminal syndicate. Yes, and you can include the fake news because they are the protectors of the criminal syndicate. And I do believe Ted Nugent sums it up perfectly on Truth. Once upon a long time ago, the FBI was created to fight organized crime. Then the FBI became organized crime. Absolutely. And that's exactly what's happening. And you can see those individuals who are part of the criminal syndicate, those are the people that are going after Trump. And they had to bring it down to the local level. And this is why you see Prosecutor Bragg, you see Judge Merchant and Gorin and all the rest. Biden is controlling all this, going after his political opponent. And right now they're trying to stack the deck with jurors. I mean, this is a show trial. They already have the verdict that they want. They just need to put the trial on for the people and convince the people that they're actually having a trial. And Wokeness put this out and said, Judge Merchant rules that the juror who joined a Biden election victory parade is not disqualified off the jury against Trump. The reason? Because the juror claims she thought it was a celebration of essential workers. That's interesting. Trump, he put this out on Truth and said the following. I thought strikes were supposed to be unlimited when we were picking our jury. I was then told we only had 10, not nearly enough, when we were purposely given the second worst venue in the country. Don't worry, we have the first worst also. As the witch hunt continues, election interference. And he's absolutely right. And what's very interesting is that Merchant said, listen, you're not allowed to leave New York. You can't campaign. You can't do anything. We're going to stop you. Well, where do you think Trump is campaigning? He's going to use New York. And this is exactly what he's doing. He went to the bodega where the individual stopped the criminal from robbing and he stabbed them and he was brought up on charges. So Trump, being a people person and he's with the people, he decided to visit the bodega and he is now campaigning in New York. So what they're trying to do is not working. And the people, they line the streets. Margo Martin put this out with a video. Trump is being interviewed. The people are behind him and they're singing the Star Spangled Banner. I do believe we should be doing this all over the place. Wherever Trump is, we should be singing the national anthem. We should be singing at the top of our lungs. They hate this. The deep state hates people taking pride in their country. And when you're out there singing, they hate it. And I think more and more people should do it. And we should actually scream this on the top of our lungs. No matter where we are, we should, as a group, to support Trump, be singing this all over the place. And I do believe these people are absolutely right. And people are saying that they love Trump. You think this is what Merchant wanted? You think this is what Joe Biden wanted? Remember, Joe, he went out to Scranton, Pennsylvania, his hometown, and hardly anyone showed up. Trump goes out to Pennsylvania. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people show up. Trump goes to New York and thousands of people show up. That tells you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the deep state players, they are trying to remove Trump's presidential immunity. Now, if they remove it from him, well, they set a precedent and it's removed from everybody else. Just like when they went to the Supreme Court to get Trump's taxes, well, now you can get the taxes from all the other people and their family members and their corporations and their shell companies and their foundations. So it backfired on them. Actually, I think what Trump is doing, he's allowing them to do this because he's going to use this against them later on. And Trump, he put out a truth. He said the following: crooked Joe Biden wants presidential immunity to be protected, perhaps more than any other living, barely individual, because if it isn't, and having absolutely nothing to do with me, he will surely be indicted and tried for many of his dishonest, illegal, or incompetent actions. Afghanistan disaster, southern border catastrophe. A president should not be placed in that position, must be free to make decisions, hopefully correct ones. This is very interesting. He is warning Biden, if you do this, it's going to be a boomerang effect, and I'll be able to come after you with a DOJ that follows the rule of law. The military will be able to come at you with many different charges. And think about all the charges that are going to be brought against them, because, again, when they cheated in the election, Biden wasn't president. Obama wasn't president. They overthrew the United States government. You don't think they have that evidence? Absolutely. And remember, to pull this off, they needed to keep the poll watchers out of these areas so they could cheat. And I do believe Scott Adams pretty much sums it up, and he explains what the bullies did. Take a listen.
Looking for this, you know, little bits of evidence of whether this election was stolen or not, it's complete misdirection. You don't need evidence if bullies chase down the witnesses.
You're not letting me in? No.
Let me say that again. Bullies chased out witnesses in the key cities.
All the Republican challengers out of this room.
So keep that fact, just as one little fact. Bullies chased out witnesses to the vote count.
The majority inspector threatened to slap me in the face.
If you're telling us to leave, we will leave.
Yes.
Okay. Sergeant, we will leave. Okay.
Let us in. They won't let us in. Now they put cardboard over the windows.
Why do we call
they put cardboard over the windows?
Will you let them in?
Every fucking thing you say after that doesn't matter. All that matters is it was non-transparent by force. And if you allow yourself to imagine the other stuff matters, you are victim of misinformation and misdirection.
And I do believe this falls right into what's going to happen this election, because again, if these people are controlling the elections, and I know they said, oh no, don't worry, the RNC, they're going to have their lawyers on the ground. But again, if you have bullies pushing them out and they control the doors, yes, they can try to get an injunction. Yes, they can try to use the law. But what's going to happen is it's going to happen too late, just like everything else. Remember, the deep state, they know how to play the game. And the only way to actually make sure that people have their voice is to have an entity that will follow their oath to protect the country from foreign and domestic enemies. And I do believe once you have that put into place, well, it'll be very, very difficult for these people to skew anything, especially if you go back to paper ballots, especially if you go back to voter ID. But if we're using their system, yes, we can try it with the lawyers. But again, it's still their system. They control the system. They control the foot soldiers and the bullies that control the system. So I do believe we need to have something that's outside of their system. But maybe Trump has a completely different plan than the one I'm talking about. But what's very interesting is that Ed Moncton, he put this out on X and said, the number of voters registering without a photo ID is skyrocketing in three key swing states, Arizona, Texas, and Pennsylvania, since the start of 2024. Texas, 1.2 million. Pennsylvania, 580,000. Arizona, 220,000. HAVV allows voters to register with a Social Security number, four digits. Illegals are not able to get licenses there, but they can get Social Security cards for work authorization permits. Data is publicly available. So all of a sudden, NWokeness has seen that they are now registering to vote without a photo ID, which means they can get a ballot that is sent to them, which means they can send a ballot into their cheating system and have it counted. So they can go to the drop box or whatever and shove in multiple ballots, right? Now, think about this. This has to be taken away from the deep state players. DC Drano put this out and said, remember when the Social Security website showed potentially millions of voters being registered without ID in the past few months? Well, check this timeline. End Wokeness exposed this issue on April 2nd after the story went mega viral, over 64 million views on his single tweet. The SSA mysteriously stopped uploading data on a weekly basis. Nothing new since the week ending March 30th. This is how you know we uncovered something huge. They're trying to cover their tracks. And he's absolutely right. That's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to cover their tracks. Again, they're using their cheating system. And I do believe we need to be outside of their cheating system to get a fair election. I do believe that's why Trump and the Patriots have this plan. And I do believe part of their plan might be a cyber attack where it's going to force the deep state to use paper, to use ID, and to have the elections guarded. Now, what's very interesting is remember when Smartmatic and Dominion, they all said, oh, no, no, our systems are secure. We're going to bring lawsuits against all these different news organizations or people because you're telling us that we're cheating in the elections and we're not, and you're going to have to prove it. Well, Smartmatic suddenly dropped their 2020 election lawsuit against OAN, and a confidential settlement was reached. So as soon as they went to discovery, all of a sudden, everything changed. Did OAN find something out, or was something going to be given to them where it would show that, hey, their system, you can switch votes very easily? Something happened, because why would Smartmatic just suddenly drop it and go to a confidential settlement where nothing will be revealed? Think about that for a second. Something doesn't make sense. And we can see that the deep state players, they know that they have to cheat in this election. They know this is their only chance, because if they don't, well, they're going to jail. No, I don't mean Trump's going to go around going, arrest him, arrest him. I do believe once he gets back in, once we have those people following the rule of law, there's going to be cases that are going to be brought against them. And you can see the deep state players, they're already panicking about this. This is coming out of CBS News. Democrats who investigated Trump say they expect to face arrest, retaliation if he wins presidency. Not retaliation, justice, because the evidence is going to show what they did. They're going to have to defend themselves because the evidence is clear. They covered up their crimes and they tried to project their crimes onto Trump. You know who's worrying about this? Schiff. He said, my wife and I had conversations about what life would look like if the worst happened, said Adam Schiff. If Trump wins, we might be arrested. They are panicking right now. Why do you think they're going to pull out all the stops to stop Trump? And yes, it's going to get worse. Yes, it's going to get scary because they will not let up until the very end. But I do believe Trump is using this against them because this is waking the people up. This is building the counterinsurgency. He needs the people on his side. You must know what the criminal syndicate is. You must know what the deep state is, because if you don't know, how are you going to take back the country? You must fight for your freedom, the freedom of speech, the freedom to own a weapon, the freedom not to have your personal items searched without a warrant. Freedom, that is what you're fighting for. And without knowing their system and how they're trying to take your freedom away, you won't fight for this country. So you need to see it every step of the way. And a lot of people are, and there's a lot more people that are going to be woken up. And once they are awake, the deep state players will not be able to put them to sleep, which means Trump has the people on his side. And the people, they'll be with him when he starts going after all these individuals. And the deep state, the fake news, and the rest, they're going to be in a tight situation. Actually, the fake news, they're going to be lumped in with the criminal syndicate because they're the ones who protected. They're the ones who put out the fake stories. They knowingly did all of this. And this will happen. And we could see the plan is working. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN.